After Jesus died and was buried, some women who were his friends found this tomb empty. Jesus appeared to his disciples. He was alive. Seven of his disciples, not knowing quite what to do, headed home to the Sea of Galilee and went back to fishing. They were on their boat and fished all night long, but they didn't catch even one fish. Then they saw a man on shore who told them to cast their nets on the other side of their boat. Strange as it seems, they caught a lot of fish when they did this. John told Peter it had to be Jesus on shore. Peter was so excited he didn't even wait for the boat to get to shore. He jumped in and swam to Jesus. Jesus had a little fire going, and he cooked fish and bread and invited them to eat. After breakfast was finished, Jesus pulled Peter aside to talk. Jesus said, "Simon, son of John." Jesus was being kind of formal, but he was very serious. So he used Peter's full name. It was like saying, "Simon Peter Johnson, do you love me more than these buddies of yours? More than fishing? More than anything?" Peter was quick to answer, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Then Jesus asked Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter answered again a second time, feeling deep relief that he could tell Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Then Jesus asked Peter a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt. He wondered why Jesus was asking him the same question three times. Peter remembered the night that Jesus was arrested. People asked him three times, "Weren't you one of the followers of Jesus?" And three times Peter said no. Now Jesus was asking three times, "Do you love me?" Peter answered, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Then Peter realized that Jesus loved him too. He understood that Jesus wanted him to care for the others who also loved Jesus. He knew that he would show his love for Jesus by loving and caring for others just like Jesus had asked him.